Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Sri Lankan President and assures him of continued support in rehabilitation after devastation by Cyclone Dithwa. Government issues directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. Fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to begin in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh this evening. Atal Pension Yojana enrollments cross 8.34 crores. Women form 48% of subscribers. And India kick off their campaign at Women's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup with 13-0 victory over Namibia in Santiago, Chile. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, yesterday and assured him India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing Operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with its vision Mahasagar and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days as Sri Lanka undertakes rehabilitation efforts, resumes public services, and works towards restoring livelihoods across the impacted regions. During the conversation, President Dissanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief materials. He also conveyed the appreciation of the people of Sri Lanka for India's timely and effective response efforts. The Prime Minister also expressed his condolences on the loss of lives and widespread devastation in Sri Lanka in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa. India has intensified its humanitarian mission in Sri Lanka as the island reels from the devastating impact of Cyclone Dithwa, which has triggered massive floods and landslides. Authorities now confirm 390 deaths and 352 people still missing, while rescue and relief efforts continue across hard-hit districts as access gradually improves. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, India has expanded medical, rescue and logistics support, reinforcing its role as Sri Lanka's first responder. A C-130J aircraft brought around 10 tons of medical supplies, including Bhishma modular trauma cubes, alongside an IAF medical team. Meanwhile, INS Sukanya arrived at Trincomalee port in the eastern province and delivered 12 tons of essential relief for immediate distribution. We have more from our correspondent.
Rescue operations intensified across Sri Lanka as Indian teams worked alongside Sri Lankan authorities and forces. Indian Air Force Mi-17 helicopters evacuated 96 stranded people, including three critically injured survivors from flood-hit areas, while delivering over 5.5 tons of urgent rations and medical supplies to cut-off communities. On the ground, NDRF teams continued life-saving missions, pulling 43 people, among them infants, pregnant women and the elderly, from areas unreachable by road, with search efforts still underway. As major rivers threatened to overflow again, India's Operation Sagar Bandhu remains fully engaged, reinforcing responders and supporting Sri Lanka through its most perilous hours. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
As Sri Lanka continues to deal with heavy flooding and destruction caused by Cyclone Dithwa, former Sri Lanka cricketer Angelo Matthews has expressed gratitude to India for the support. In a social media post, Matthews thanked the Indian Armed Forces for risking their lives to save people in Sri Lanka. Matthews said, "All Sri Lankans truly appreciate the efforts." The northeast monsoon has become vigorous as deep depression located near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast remained stationary during the past 6 hours, about 50 kilometers east of Chennai, 160 kilometers east of Kuddalur and 140 kilometers south of Nellore. It is very likely to recurve slowly south-southwestwards and weaken into a depression during the next 12 hours. The minimum distance of the center of the deep depression from North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast is about 35 kilometers. The weather department has raised a red alert to Chennai, Tiruvallur, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram districts for another 24 hours, Light to moderate rains are likely to continue at one or two places at Ranipet, Tirupattur, Viluppuram and Kaddalur districts. The government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. More from our correspondent.
In order to safeguard the citizens from buying the non-genuine handsets, enabling easy reporting of suspect misuse of telecom resources and to increase effectiveness of the Sanchar Sathi initiative, Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to pre-install Sanchar Sathi mobile application on all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. The department has said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should readily be visible and accessible to the end users at the time of first use or device setup. The functionalities of the application should not be disabled or restricted. The department also directed mobile handset manufacturers and importers to make efforts to push the app through software updates to devices that have already been manufactured and are in the sales channels in India. The department has asked the manufacturers to complete the implementation within 90 days and submit the report in 120 days. Shoa Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will begin today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the event aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony will take place at Namo Ghat this evening. More from our correspondent.
The heart of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 lies in its theme, Let's Learn Tamil. That means Tamil Karakalam. This edition places Tamil language learning at the center of its vision, carrying forward the belief that all Indian languages belong to a shared Bharatiya Bhasha family. At the inaugural ceremony, traditional artists from Kashi and Tamil Nadu will perform together on a stage, showcasing a wonderful confluence of diverse Indian culture. More than 1400 delegates from Tamil Nadu belonging to seven broad categories, that is students, teachers, writers and media professionals, those from agriculture and allied sectors, professionals and artisans, women, along with spiritual scholars, will participate in events at Kashi. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The Atal Pension Yojana has crossed 8.34 crore enrollments. This was stated by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in a reply to a question in Lok Sabha yesterday. Women constitute 48% of the total subscribers, reflecting a significant participation from female beneficiaries across the country. Launched in May 2015, the Atal Pension Yojana aims to build a universal social security system for citizens, particularly workers in the unorganized sector. The scheme is open to individuals aged 18 to 40 years who have a savings bank or post office account. Subscribers receive pension benefits after turning 60, and benefits are expected to begin disbursal from 2035 onward. India has been invited for the first time to chair the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, called International IDEA. On behalf of India, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will assume the chairship of International IDEA at Stockholm in Sweden tomorrow. Over India's chairship, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that today the entire world knows and acknowledges the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India. He further said that it is a moment of great pride for all the citizens and election workers of India.
The entire world has recognized and acknowledged the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India, and for this reason a prestigious group of 37 democratic countries has invited India to the chairship of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA, for the first time in its 30-year history. This is a matter of immense pride for all citizens and election officials of India.
The Election Commission has sought a detailed report regarding the submission of 100% enumeration forms across 2,208 booths in West Bengal. It noted that no uncollectible forms have been reported from these booths, which appears unrealistic. District election officers have been instructed to submit their reports by 10 a.m. today. The BJP has alleged that certain politically motivated block development officers are pressuring booth-level officers to share their OTPs so that the names of the dead, those who have shifted, and illegal Bangladeshi immigrants can be included in the ongoing SIR process. The Election Commission-appointed Special Role Observer Subrata Gupta has begun consultations with the public, political parties and organizations to address grievances related to the SIR process. Yesterday, members of the CPIM and Congress met with the Special Role Observer to present their concerns. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has conducted searches at several locations in Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh as part of its investigations in Delhi car blast case. The NIA, in a statement, shared that a total of 8 locations were searched in the districts of Shopian, Kulgam, Pulwama and Avantipura of Jammu and Kashmir, and 1 location in Lucknow yesterday. The agency added that various digital devices and other incriminating materials were seized during the searches conducted at the premises of several accused and suspects in the 2 states. In connection with Naval Day, the full dress rehearsal for tomorrow's naval power display was held yesterday evening in Thiruvananthapuram. The main naval exercise with President Draupadi Murmu as chief guest will take place tomorrow from 4:30 p.m. onwards. More from our correspondent.
INS Vikrant drew public attention during the full dress rehearsal conducted on Monday evening at Shankumukham near Thiruvananthapuram. Excitement soared as the fighter aircraft took off from the aircraft carrier, captivating the large crowd that had gathered to witness the rehearsal. Another highlight was the demonstration of rescue and defense operations carried out during the mock shipwreck situation. The sequence was presented so realistically that it resembled an emergency situation. The event concluded with naval parade, showcasing the discipline and strength of the Indian Navy. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
And on to sports. In women's hockey, the Indian junior team began its campaign in the FIH Junior Women's World Cup with a 30-0 win against Namibia in Santiago, Chile. With this win, India climbed to the top of the table. Hina Bano and Kanika Sivach scored hat-tricks, while Sakshi Rana struck a brace. Binima Dhan, Sonam, Sakshi Shukla, Ishika and Manisha each scored a goal. India will next face Germany tomorrow, followed by Ireland on Friday in their final pool stage match. In men's hockey, India will be up against Switzerland in the final group league encounter ahead of the knockout stage at the FIA Junior Men's World Cup in Madurai, Tamil Nadu today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. In the Sun Times reports on the direction of the Supreme Court saying suspect's role and gravity of offence must guide bail decision, the Hindu writes Supreme Court gives CBI free hand to stop digital arrest scams. Enhancing our climate readiness, the Delhi International Airport now replenishes more water than it consumes by harvesting rainwater, recycling wastewater and reducing consumption, becoming the country's first airport, handling more than 40 million passengers a year to achieve what a positive status, states the Pioneer. Cricket, hockey to be core sports for 2030 Commonwealth Games after 32 years, cites the Times of India. And finally, under the headline, New Kids on Billion-Dollar AI Block, the Economic Times mentions about an Indian origin entrepreneur and 2 other co-founders becoming the youngest self-made billionaires, beating Mark Zuckerberg 2-decade-old record. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Sri Lankan President and assures him of continued support in rehabilitation after devastation by Cyclone Dithwa. Government issues directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. 4th edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to begin in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh this evening. Atal Pension Yojana enrollments cross 8.34 crores, women form 48% of subscribers. And India kick off their campaign at Women's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup with 13-0 victory over Namibia in Santiago, Chile. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.